We're talking about animals, you know, in a herd of cattle. The male animal, what do you call him?
Bull. He's a bull. Sire.
Or say, you were talking about horses a minute ago. What about the male horse?
Stud. Male mules are jack. I've handled them both on the farm down there. We used to do both of them. Bulls, horses, jack. Raised mules, you know. I kept one down there, Tennessee stud. Several years.
Do some people call the stud the stallion?
Yeah, stallion, stud, same thing.
What about the female? She's called a...
Mares.
Did you ever spend much time around horses?
Yeah, raised a lot of them, rode them. Rode many a mile on one. I rode from here to Idabel, Oklahoma, get mules and things like that. Rode from here to Amity, Arkansas. That's over close to Arkadelphia. 10 carload of mules over there, but fella. We used to have a mule barn here. Dad used to do a lot of trading. I done a lot of trading when I was young.
Wouldn't you get sore riding that far?
Nah. Get toughened up to it, you know. I carried the mail here one time on the horseback where you couldn't get around the road any other way. Mm-hmm. Way back there in about just before World War I and afterwards. Couldn't hardly, you could get in some roads out here and even my horseback couldn't hardly get through it. Mud be so bad. Horse would flounder and bog down when you had in there.
Mm-hmm. What about those metal things that you put on the bottom of a horse's feet to protect
them? Shoes. Horseshoes. I put many of them on too.
What do you call the part of the horse's feet that those go on?
Frog. That's in the back part, the frog of it. Now you have to have a regular tool to trim those hooves and rasp or smooth them down, you know, and everything. And your nails, you got to be sure you turn them just right so they'll come out. That part out. Go too far in, it quick him and be sore footed.
You ever seen people play games with those things?
Yeah. Pitch horseshoes. Pitched them anyone myself.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a little child went to bed at night and in the morning he woke up and he was on the floor, he might say that during the middle of the night he must have...
rolled over the bed.
That ever happened to you?
I don't know. I can't think of it if it did.
Uh-huh.
I've dreamed of falling off, falling in a well and everything else. It's been a long time.
People around here ever tried to raise sheep?
I don't think there ever was very many raised around here. There's lots of goats out here now. Mm-hmm. I got a friend out here west of town that raised goats. Name is Carwell. There he goes. And he's got a brother that lives out towards Crawford that raised cattle. He raised a lot of goats. I've always heard you put a few goats in the cow pasture and run with the cattle and you won't ever have any diseases in there.
Hmm.
I never did try it, but I've heard that.
Hmm.
I don't think anything can stay around where a goat stays. You ever been around a goat?
Not for too long. Do you happen to know what you call the male sheep?
Ram.
What about the female?
Eve. Ewe, I think the way they pronounce that.